Thank you, Hoey. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh God, on this beautiful, almost spring morning, we give you thanks. We thank you for the blessings of this day, for the opportunities to be here to worship, for your word that is before us, and for the table that's been spread. Help us, oh God, to be open to what you are calling us to do today, in Jesus' name. Amen. In a recent blog, Dr. Nancy Coetzer asked several questions that have stayed with me this whole week. You know how you read something and it kind of sticks? Well, this has stuck with me, and it's related to our text this morning. And these questions she asked were this: are we teachable? Can we change? And can we grow in the image of God in which we were created? And I want us to consider these three questions separately as it relates to the Scripture. Are we teachable? Well, anyone who's attempted to teach somebody something, whether it's differential equations or crocheting or how to cook Brussels sprouts, knows that you have to have the person you're teaching want to learn. If the student's unwilling to be taught, the best teacher in the world will find it difficult to teach them. Are we teachable? Now, there's several factors, I think, that go into this attitude of being hard to teach. The first is that we are often convinced that our method of doing something is the best, and we don't need anybody to teach us a different way. And even if thus far it has not been successful, we doggedly hold on to it because it's ours, and we know it. This is the refusing to get directions while traveling syndrome. Yes, you're laughing at your husbands, aren't you? This is the repairing the faucet disaster. This could be anybody, by the way. We have a friend who's a pastor in Birmingham, and she tried to repair a faucet in her upstairs third floor bathroom of her church and pulled it off the wall. By the time the plumber got there, the cascading water was down to the basement. We think like we don't need any help. We're convinced that our own method of doing something is the best. And if someone offers an alternative, we reject it out of hand because we believe ours to be best. A second thing that affects whether we're teachable is that we all get bent out of shape when someone would dare come and give us helpful advice. The advice may be right, the advice may be good, but we feel it is judgmental, that it's putting us down. They really were just trying to help, and yet we approach it defensively, and that makes it hard for us to be taught. And the third factor is that we act like we're interested and we act like we're grateful for the help, but deep down we really could care less about the help they're offering us. And deep down we ultimately are going to reject those attempts and go back to number one, do it our own way. Being teachable requires that we are receptive to what someone has to offer. I cannot tell you the number of coaches that I have talked to who have said that they have a very certain player on their team who's very, very talented, but doesn't care to learn how to get better, and therefore they never will. So her first question is, are we teachable when it comes to being led in the holy paths that God has before us? Can we learn those things? And the answer is yes, certainly we can, but we must be willing to let God teach us. We must be willing to let God lead us. The psalmist in the psalm that was just read, that we read together in Psalm 25, opens by declaring his openness to God. He opens by saying, "Oh Lord, I lift up my soul to you," which means he's revealing all that is within him. He's showing God everything that's there. He's not holding anything back. And as he does this, he says, "I put my trust in you. I'm going to reveal myself to you, and now I'm going to put my trust in you." And then he beseeches God not to let those who threaten him have the victory. "I'm putting my trust in you, Lord. Please don't let those who would do me harm get the upper hand." Coetzer writes, "Repeatedly the psalmist asks to be taught God's way. Make me know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths." Verse 4, "Lead me in your truth and teach me." Verse 5, "God instructs the sinners in the way." and teaches the humble, verses 5 and 6. To know about God is certainly a starting point, but the psalmist wants to something that's more. The psalmist, you see, wants to be with God, wants to be on God's path, wants to be walking in the ways God would choose him to go. Are we teachable? Yes. Now, does this mean then that we can change? Well, the psalmist certainly thinks so. The Christian witness of faith declares so. We do not have to continue to live as we always have before. I never read A.A. Milne when I was a child. I didn't read it for the first time until I was in high school. And the only reason I read it then was that at Camp Simatonga, there appeared a part of one of the books on a morning watch sheet. And after I read it, I went, ooh, I got to find out more about this. I didn't realize it was about a bear, but that's okay. A.A. Milne wrote the following about Winnie the Pooh. Coming down the stairs now, bump, 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 on the back of his head, behind Christopher Robin. It is, as far as he knows, the only way of coming down to the stairs. But sometimes he feels that there really has to be another way. If only he could stop bumping for a moment and think about it. Brothers and sisters, we can change. We don't have to bump down the stairs the same way every time. We can change because God is merciful. God is filled with steadfast love for us. God wants us to change away from being unteachable to being reachable. And finally, to be faithful. To be completely honest, brothers and sisters, it's imperative that we do change. That we do change and bring our lives more in tune with God. For as long as you see we remain out of sync with God, we will continue to fail in our faith walk. Can we change? Yes. Then how can we grow in the image of God in which we were created? Genesis tells us that God created us in God's image. Male and female, God created us, from Genesis 1. That is who we are. We're created in the image of God. At least that's how God intended us to be. That's how it started out. But disobedience and sin have moved us away from this image of God. But God never forgot. God desires to transform us through Jesus Christ and draw us back to that image of God. St. Paul writes in Romans 8, those whom God has already chosen, he's also set apart to become his son, so that the son would be the first among many believers. This becomes part of our lives when we discern and do God's will, when we choose to come back into being in the image of God. When we travel, how do we get from point A to point B when we're in an unfamiliar area? How do you do that? Do you use your phone, an app on your phone? Do you have a device, a GPS? Heaven forbid you use a map. Some of you might use a map. I still use a map. I have a GPS, but I have a map too. We use that because we don't know where we're going. And if we don't know where we're going and we don't use some device, then we can guess and rely on our instincts. And when we rely on our instincts, generally we get very, very lost. The good news for us this morning is that God puts before us his paths and God gives us directions. God lays before us how God desires us to go, and then God gives us directions on how to do that. You see, God needs us not just to be teachable. God wants us to be open to him. God needs us to be open to change. Now, I'll be honest. The kind of change that God may be calling us to do will make us uncomfortable, will make us struggle some, might hurt. But you know, the new life that God gives us is amazing. God wants us to be open to change. And God desires that we return to living and relating to each other as God intended, as part of the creation, as the created in the image of God. That's God's desire for us. This morning, as we prepare to come to the table, and as we come to share in the sacrament, I pray that this may be a teaching moment for us. I pray that this may be a moment when we experience the change that God can offer. And I pray that we may return to how we were created in the image of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, you have brought us to this moment. You have called us to this place. You have given us this word, and now you draw us before you. May we, O Lord, be open to your teaching. May we, O Lord, be open to your change. May we, O Lord, be open to being the creator, the creations you desire us to be. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.